This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Truck Warehouse Ale. It's a Category 9E Strong Scotch Ale. Authentic version from Scotland. Very famous. A little pricey. It's a deep coppery brown color. If I hold it up to a little light, I can see through it, so it's clear. Has a moderate-sized beige head. It's settling moderately fast. Not a problem. Give it a 3. The aroma is richly caramelized malt, medium-low esters, light alcohol. Caramel malt is, or the caramel maltiness is rich and multi-layered, including some darker caramel notes, almost getting to the chocolate range. Nutty and toffee are other descriptors I'd use. It's not just a simple caramelization, it's a complex caramelization. Not getting any hops. The alcohol is very light. The esters are fairly light. It's the nose is all about malt. So I'll give that an 11. Can you tasting it? It's like the aroma. It's a rich caramelized malt flavor, multi-textured. A little bit of roasty dryness in the finish. The caramel is strong and has nutty, toffee, toasty characteristics. Get a little bit of esters. No more than medium-low. Just a little bit of alcohol in the flavor. Not much. It's not really that noticeable. It has, I'd say, a medium-low bitterness and helps support the malt. But it, I mean, you know that there is some bitterness there. Because it doesn't strike you as a sweet beer. It's a very malty beer. In the way a good Doppelbach is strongly malty. The malt dominates from start to finish. It's super smooth. It's not smoky or peaty or anything like that, although I do get like just a hint of milk chocolate flavor. It has a moderately full palate, but it's not cloying at all. The finish is probably medium dry. It's all very tasty. I love the way the caramelization is really showcased. Because it has so many different parts to it, all very tasty and complimentary. I'll give it an 18 for flavor. The mouthfeel, the body is medium full, moderate carbonation. There's a smooth alcohol richness. It's not burning at all. It's moderately creamy, I'd say, but it's not syrupy or viscous or sweet or chewy. It's more restrained than that. And that's okay. Too many strong Scotch ales get offered off that taste wordy or under-attenuated. This seems fully fermented out. You know, there is a maltiness to it, but again, it's sort of a maltiness the way a Doppelbach's malty. Just, you know, it's all about the caramel. So I'll give it a 5 for mouthfeel. Overall, it's an awesome beer. It's showcasing that richly caramelized malt throughout. You know, I like that it has a little bit of dryness, because that adds to drinkability. The balance is good. You know, it has a little bit of interest with esters, but it's not, you know, at a distracting level. The alcohol is nicely aged. It doesn't have, you know, smoky, peaty, phenolic notes. So some judges might pick at it because, like I said, there's an expectation that these should be sweet or syrupy or chewy or viscous. And, you know, some examples are, but they don't have to be. I mean, there is a range to the style. And I like the way that this is handled elegantly. I hadn't really thought about the Doppelbach comparison before, but, you know, I think it actually sort of holds. I mean, there's a similar balance in that, you know, the hops are there enough to support the malt, but not enough that you really get them anywhere. You know, malty start to end, you know, sort of similar strength, you know, similar color. So I hadn't really thought about that before, but I think it occupies a similar style space in the malt hop balance and the alcohol strength and the color. It's a very nice cold weather beer. You know, it's you don't have to sip it because it's not syrupy, but I mean it's so tasty you want to sip it because you want to sort of stretch out the enjoyment of it. So I really appreciate that in the beer. So if you're judging the style, you know, remember that this kind of beer really can fit well. It doesn't have to be a sweet syrupy beer, and you know most aren't. So this is a lovely aged out beer that's worth some respect. So overall 9, total of 46. Very nice beer. It's the Traquair House Ale, category 9E Strong Scotch Ale.